this is about knowing a name and getting to know a person. Talk about the change that takes place, not just in the person being served, but in the person serving.
Oh, I could talk a long time about that, Carmen. But first, let me reference another biblical story out of the Gospels. One of my favorites is when Jesus went to the Pharisees' home for dinner, and a woman of ill repute came in to attend to Jesus. And Jesus was criticized by the Jewish leaders because he allowed her to do that. He told the story that we all know. You know what? Who is more grateful? The person who is forgiven a little bit or forgiven a lot? And of course, they knew the right answer. And then he turned to them, and this is the key point of the story, I think. He said, "Do you see this woman?" No, they didn't see her. They looked right past her. All they were interested in was calling Jesus' popularity into question and trying to trap him. And I think he asks the same question of us, of people around us. Yes, you're exactly right. These needs have names. They are people. They are fellow human beings. We may live next door to them, or they may be on the other side of the town in which we live, or on the other side of the world. They're all God's people. They're all people that he cares about. And he is wanting us to be alert to the needs of those people and do what we can to try to alleviate those needs.